aging industrial towns in eastern Pennsylvania are home to a growing number of people who work in New York City and New Jersey. This migration has made the Lehigh Valley the fastest-growing metro area in the state. Reporter Ann Murray of Allegheny Front Productions looks at how this influx of people is changing one small Pennsylvania town.
It's 4:30 in the morning, and Kurt Rao is up fixing tea and toast.
So it's a nice time of the morning. Got my BBC on.
Rao has to get up early every workday to make a 2-hour bus commute. In 1998, he and his wife Peggy Campbell decided they wanted more space and different schooling options for their daughter Claire. They moved from a small Manhattan apartment to a 3-bedroom Victorian in Easton, Pennsylvania. Rao kept his New York City job.
Well, gosh, I'm sort of an old guy, you know. I'm 55, and I've got 23 years with my company. I didn't really think I had a lot of options.
Rao is one of thousands of long-distance commuters from the New York-New Jersey region who've moved to the Lehigh Valley in the past few years. Most live in the valley's suburbs, but small towns like Easton are becoming a draw. Diane Elliott, a city consultant, hopes this influx of well-heeled commuters will kickstart a long-awaited Easton renaissance.
In order to get the city to thrive once again, they're going to have to bring in people who can afford to dump revenue into the city. You can't build a city on low-income folks, unfortunately.
Easton lost its economic base when dye and textile factories folded in the 1960s, and suburban malls siphoned business from the downtown. On a walking tour of the town center, Elliott points out Easton's cache of historic 19th-century buildings and pockets of empty storefronts.
Right here is the Rite Aid. They're going out of business.
But she's eager to show off the final phase of construction at the Eastonian, a once grand downtown hotel. Developers are turning the hotel, a long empty department store, and smaller buildings up the street into high-end condos.
These condos go from anywhere from $300,000 to $800,000.
Local developer Steve Guy estimates a couple hundred condominiums are being built in Easton with well-to-do commuters in mind. There's already a waiting list for many of these units and talk of more construction.
We found in one of our more recent projects that there is a demand for condominiums that would mimic the type of condominiums that people would find in urban areas in northern Jersey and actually in New York. And that same product can be found here in Pennsylvania at a much reduced price relative to what it is in New Jersey.
Local realtors are also targeting out-of-state commuters who are looking for single-family homes. Easton's stock of architecturally diverse houses often goes for 30 to 40% less than similar space in the New York region. But housing prices are going up, and that spurred questions about how Easton will keep living costs within reach for many residents.
I don't know what the city itself will do.
That's Easton Mayor Phil Mittman. Mittman says affordability is a real issue here. 16% of Easton's population live below the poverty income level, and unemployment is the second highest in the region. But he admits dealing with gentrification has taken a back burner because the town's struggling to pay its bills and needs to broaden its tax base.
It's just the expenses definitely outweigh the revenue. So in 3 or 4 years, we could be in much more serious trouble unless these condos and other things keep happening.
Regional land use planners welcome Easton's efforts to attract this rush of out-of-state commuters. Most other small towns in Pennsylvania have lost residents in the past few decades. Back at Kurt Rao's house, it's 7:30 in the evening. Rao's just made it home. He says his daily commute keeps him away a lot, but he still finds time to know his neighbors. Rao sits on the board of Easton's Canal Museum with longtime residents and other newcomers to the area.
So that's put me into contact with a lot of people in the valley, and I consider that a really valuable experience.
Contacts that Rao hopes set up some common ground between the old and new Easton. For NPR News, this is Ann Murray.